This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, mainly this morning. Our high today in the low 80s, chance of rain is 30%. The Senate backed sweeping changes in the election process on Wednesday that will likely change the way we vote here in North Carolina. The bill proposes significant changes to the state's current election laws and also requires photo IDs at the polls. One form of identification that would not be accepted is student IDs. Some believe this is targeting the college vote. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
As a result of these proposed election law changes, protesters, including UNC students, have been rallying at the General Assembly. UNC student body president Christy Lambden says he is concerned about how these possible changes will affect his peers' access to the polls.
I'm disappointed to see the introduction of the voter ID bill, especially if student ID is not counting as a form of voter ID.
House Bill 589 was revamped by Senate Republicans Tuesday to include provisions that go beyond a voter ID requirement. The new version of the bill shortens the early voting period in general elections from 17 to 10 days, prohibits counties from extending early voting hours on Saturday before Election Day to accommodate crowds, and eliminates same-day voter registration during early voting, among other provisions. Backers of the bill say photo identification will cut down on voting fraud, whereas opponents of the bill say it is a strike against the more liberal groups like student voters.
And I think that is putting a constraint on voting and making it harder for students to vote, as I think this will. I think means that the student voice is not going to be heard as easily, and that is ultimately incredibly troubling for me as a student representative.
The election law changes normally would have been subject to authorization under the Voting Rights Act, but the Supreme Court's recent decision exempted North Carolina from federal review until a new process is created by Congress.
I think the state legislature needs to focus on maximizing student participation in the election process, and I think to do that they need to make sure that students can vote as easily as possible.
For more information on House Bill 589 and the other provisions it entails, you can read this article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A final vote of concurrence is expected in the Senate today. If passed, it will then go back to the House for a final vote and then back to the governor for approval. UNC student body president Christy Lambden says a task force set out to define the university's new sexual assault policy has decided the most efficient way to rewrite it is not line by line, but by looking at it with a broader lens.
We've broken it down so that in one half of the day we discuss definitions, and in the second half of the day we discuss process and how the process at UNC is and ways that we can streamline and make the process easier.
Lambden says the task force is making good progress. After two full day meetings, he says there is a lot of discussion between members of the task force and there's a wide variety of opinion. When the group first met, some members were concerned that it would take some time for everyone to be comfortable talking in mixed company about the sensitive and often polarizing subject of sexual assault. However, Lambden says that members of the group have reached a point where they're comfortable expressing themselves.
There's been a certain bonding among the task force, and now everyone feels completely confident and completely at ease with being able to voice their opinions on all matters related to policy.
The task force has no set timeline, but members say they plan to have the new policy written by the fall semester. One local teacher says your school's classrooms are filling up with students, but state budget cuts are reducing teachers' assistance and still aren't giving raises.
You can imagine having 40 or 50 kids in a classroom, not having a teacher assistant, not having the personnel that we need.
Chuck Hennessy is the president of the Chapel Hill Carborough Association of Educators and a teacher at Colbert Middle School. He says one of the immediate concerns for teachers is a combination of $120 million in cuts for teachers' assistants and raises in maximum class size. The proposed cuts are one of the main focuses of the next Moral Mondays protest. Hennessy says he's also concerned by the money being put into vouchers for private and charter schools. He says that this will lead to taxpayer money going to fund all private education like it does for charter schools.
It's been hidden behind we're going to give these vouchers to lower income people. But what eventually results from that is that the lowest income people in the state end up paying the taxes to compensate and pay those vouchers for anybody.
Hennessy also says that vouchers require people to pay for the schooling first and then get the tax break later, so many lower income people won't be able to pay the upfront costs. Hennessy is especially critical of charter schools, which use public funds but are not regulated by the state's Department of Education. He says the necessary paperwork to maintain the school is minimal, and teachers don't need to be certified.
Based on the new charter school law, monies from the public schools' football programs, their drama programs, their band programs can be shared now with the school, even lunch and transportation funds, when the charter schools don't have to provide lunch or transportation.
Included along with cuts in the state budget is an end to tenure for K through 12 public school teachers, which Hennessy says means the end of teachers being able to argue their case in the face of a firing.
Teachers don't have tenure. We can be fired for any number of 11 different things, least among them insubordination. What we do have is a right to due process.
Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools has a fund balance to make up for the education cuts at the state level. Hennessy adds that this fund balance will only cover this year, and the town will have a $2 million deficit next year. With growth in your community concerning some residents, two candidates for town council are making the issue a large part of their campaigns. WCHL's Rand Northam has details.
Political campaign consultant and professor at UNC and NC State, Jonathan Reel, says this is an issue in the forefront of many residents' minds.
While there has been a good amount of planning that's gone into developing, for example, a 2020 plan, I'm certainly hearing that there's a lot of questions that remain from folks who've been here their entire lives about what the impact of this growth is going to be and how fast it's going to happen.
Community Design Commission and Central West Steering Committee member Amy Ryan says Chapel Hill has offered its citizens a lot over the years, and the challenge is to maintain that in the wake of population and development growth.
People expect a lot out of their town government here, so I think living up to that expectation is a challenge. We have fiscal challenges now. We've got state and federal funding cuts.
Real says these fears about growth are compounded by concerns that storms and dangerous weather appears to be more frequent around the country, and Chapel Hill is not exempt from that.
The pace of development around town continues, and then the path it's been going, we don't know what kind of effect that's going to have on things like these catastrophic environmental events, which are no longer what they used to call 100-year events.
While community members have been encouraged to get involved in Chapel Hill's development planning, Ryan says the town council needs to include residents in the discussion when the actual developments start.
I think it's really important that we keep extending that community process forward as we talk about these important issues.
Real has worked on federal-level political campaigns, but says he has never tried running for office himself.
Things seem to line up right, and decided to try and take some of the professional experience I've had working in politics and try and put that into practice right here in our home.
Ryan says her time on the different local boards, especially the steering committee, has given her long exposure to the same issues the town council would need to decide on in the future.
Having that background in design and development issues helps me really understand those issues and the history behind them, and help Chapel Hill to find a good way forward.
There are four seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council available, with only two incumbents in this election. Election Day is November 5th. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This just in, the Durham Police Department needs your help to find a missing 4-year-old boy, Ari Yonatan Aguilar Castillo. Aguilar Castillo is about 3 feet tall and weighs 45 pounds. He has black haircut and a mohawk and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing green shorts, no shirt, and no shoes. The boy is suspected to have been abducted by a person whose identity is unknown. He's described as being a white male, about 45 years old, 5 feet 8 inches tall, and weighing 180 pounds. He has black hair and brown eyes and was last seen wearing a white shirt and a red hat. Aguilar Castillo was last seen in the area of 703 Liberty Street in Durham. If you have any information regarding this abduction, call the Durham Police Department at 919-560-4601 or 911. You can find those numbers again by viewing this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Orange County has a new smoking ban, but who's in charge of enforcing it? That story coming up next. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with a great chewy ice. It's guaranteed to taste great, and they're only 79 cents. Cruiser's, good to go. Traffic has been moving along fairly smoothly this morning. Here's Rand Northam to give you all the details.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic continues to move smoothly right now. I-40, 15-501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL as always, we ask that you do that safely.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather, presented by Southern Season. This is Southern Season Today, and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion. Not only that, but it's just a fun place to shop. University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 71 in Carrbrae, also 71 in Hillsborough this morning. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms mostly this morning. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 65. And then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. So a couple of good days here as far as the weather is concerned.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning, it is 7:18 at WCHL. Who should enforce the county's new smoking ban? Police and health officials say it's up to you. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Orange County's new ordinance banning smoking in public places comes with a $25 fine for violators, but officials say it's more about empowerment than enforcement.
We are not going to take an active role in enforcing that. That would all be down to the Orange County Department of Health.
That's Sergeant Brian Walker, spokesman for the Chapel Hill Police Department. The smoking ban took full effect on July 1st, following a six-month educational campaign by the County Health Department. The ban covers all outdoor locations owned by the towns or county, including sidewalks, bus stops, and parks, as well as indoor locations that are open to the general public. Stacy Shelp, Communications Director with the Orange County Health Department, says the aim of the ban is to educate people about the dangers of secondhand smoke and to encourage smokers to quit. She says the ban should make it easier for people to ask others to put out their cigarettes.
That word of mouth, it's grassroots. It's empowering people to be able to say something, which is really what this rule really is about. It's letting people know it's okay to say, I'm sorry, I didn't know if you know, but smoking's not allowed here anymore.
The town of Carrboro has posted no smoking signs, while Chapel Hill has installed signs reminding residents to breathe. But nearly a month into the ban, many remain unaware of the new law. So the health department has organized a smoking response team to target public areas that smokers frequent. Shelp says the response team visited Franklin Street last week and plans to move into Carrboro by the end of this week.
They just walk up and down when they see people smoking. They go up and say, I'm not sure if you're aware that we have a smoke-free policy here in Orange County now. Just letting people know that it's there, asking them to put their cigarettes out. So it was very effective. That group on Friday talked to more than 100 people.
Shelp says the response so far has been positive.
I went out. People were, for the most part, very friendly. We got a lot of people saying, I'm completely supportive of the rule, or I know I didn't know, but I think it's great.
The health department is expanding its educational campaign to include more signage and advertising on local buses. But ultimately, Shelp says the enforcement of the ban will come down to word of mouth.
You know, it's all of our air, and we should be able to breathe it free of secondhand smoke. And so it's been exciting to hear how many people are appreciative and now feel much better about being able to say that to somebody that they see smoking around them.
The health department's website has a complaint form where you can report smoking ban violations, as well as resources for those looking to kick the habit. To find out more, you can check out this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You may soon hear of new businesses in the Research Triangle Park that got their start just off Franklin Street. And part of their success could be due to a weekly program called 1 Million Cups. The program offers networking opportunities and much more. Each week, two local business venturists present their startups to a diverse audience of mentors, advisors, and fellow entrepreneurs. The program meetings alternate between the Launch Chapel Hill Business Incubator and RTP headquarters in Durham. Dina Mills, the program manager at Launch, is one of the organizers for our local 1 Million Cups branch.
People are enjoying meeting other entrepreneurs, hearing about what they're doing, getting feedback on their business, and also, I mean, just great connections being made. The connection and the network is so important to a growing business.
1 million cups is, as they call it, caffeinated or funded by the Kauffman Foundation, one of the largest supporters of entrepreneurship in the country, funding activities around the world. 1 million cups has member cities across the country. One of the presenters on Wednesday was Ann Johnston, founder of Local Ventures, a website for small businesses to find and connect with reputable local vendors. Johnston, who graduated from UNC in May, works out of the 1789 Incubator, a feeder to launch.
This presentation, now a couple dozen more people know about what we're doing. Hopefully they'll tell their network. Word of mouth is huge. It's really important. And without support from this community, we don't have tons of marketing dollars that we can just throw around. So things like this are really helpful.
Besides the valuable networking opportunities, Mills explains that 1 million cups now offers the chance for companies to gain national attention as well.
Today, we're actually doing our first submissions as part of 1 million cups. We have opportunity to be on Dream Big America, which is a new national radio show. So we are hoping to have some of our companies profiled in front of 3.5 million radio listeners.
If you've presented at a 1 million cups function, Mills says this qualifies you for consideration to be submitted. Program organizers will then pick nominees from the pool of previous presenters. 1 million cups happens every Wednesday from 9 to 10 in the morning. It's open to the public. If you'd like to find out more and how to get involved, you can read the article on our website, chapelboro.com. That Amber Alert we talked about in Durham just a moment ago has been canceled. The boy was found in his mother's closet. So no Amber Alert this morning in Durham. News around town this morning. The town of Chapel Hill wants you to participate in the Bike Plan Survey, a survey that will let them know what you think about bicycling in Chapel Hill today. The Chapel Hill Bike Plan is underway, and this survey will provide input from cyclists and non-cyclists alike who want to comment on who bikes in the town, what types of bike facilities are preferred, and what could help get more people on bikes. The survey is available online until the end of the day on August 7th. If you're interested in the Bike Plan or taking this survey, you can view this news around town story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time 7:23. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The ACC says there's four Tar Heels you can keep your eyes on this season. Eric Ebron, James Hurst, Kareem Martin, and Trey Boston, all named to the 2013 preseason All-ACC football team on Wednesday. Florida State led all teams in the conference with six players selected, but the Tar Heels weren't far behind with four. That's second best in the league. Offensive stars Eric Ebron and James Hurst were also members of the 2012 All-ACC squad. Back for seconds, Ebron will likely hope to continue his solid play at tight end. Last season, he caught 40 passes for 625 yards, scored four touchdowns, both Carolina single-season records for a tight end. On the defense, Martin and Boston will need to be key playmakers. Last season, Martin, an All-ACC member, tied for second in the conference tackles for loss per game, while Boston had four interceptions from his safety position. Houston Dynamo defender and former Carolina player Corey Ash was selected to play in the 2013 AT&T MLS All-Star Game, but he held July 31st in Kansas City. This marks Ash's second appearance in the All-Star team. He was drafted by the Houston Pro Team out of UNC in 2007 and has become a dependable left back for the Dynamo, having started 30 games. In fact, fresh out of college, Ash helped the Dynamo claim the 2007 MLS Cup and was named to the MLS All-Star squad in 2011. Tar Heel fans can watch Ash play in the All-Star Game July 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN2. WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Did Roy Williams paint himself into a corner with his statement on P.J. Hairston? This is Archansky with Thursday's Sports Notebook. Now that all the charges have been dropped against P.J. Hairston, how did that happen anyway? What is old Roy to do? After weeks and weeks of saying nothing, Williams seemed forced by the blogosphere into making a Nixonian non-statement statement about the plight of P.J. Hairston. It seemed logical at the time. P.J. made some serious mistakes, and they will have serious consequences. But now, with no police charges looming, it's far more subjective. So Hairston got caught with a little pot in his car. Besides the fact that there was no proof who actually owned the weed, hundreds of athletes and thousands of students are caught in such a dilemma every year. In some states, such possession is like a parking ticket. In other states, it's not even illegal at all. So now it's a judgment call. Sure, Hairston used some bad judgment in terms of where he was, who he was with, and what car he was driving without his license in his pocket. Whose gun and whose ammo was it? Well, that is probably the most bothersome bit of this story. Suddenly, in the eyes of many people, that set of circumstances has gone from serious mistakes to stupid student activity. And what do you do about that? Students have gotten thrown out of school for serious pranks, but again, PJ hasn't been found guilty of or even charged with anything. It seems harsh for Hairston to get thrown off the team for exercising bad judgment, whether or not he is the Tar Heels' best returning scorer and shooter. And while sitting him down for a few games seems like a penalty that once didn't fit the crime, now there is no crime. But with everything that's happened at Carolina over the last 3 years, the perception and appearance exists of chaos in the athletic department. My guess is that Williams and athletic director Bubba Cunningham will sit Hairston down and make sure he understands that he wasn't where he should have been, appearing to do what he shouldn't have been doing. And for that error in judgment, let's call it thoughtless rather than serious, PJ will remain on the team, practice starts October 12th, and be there ready to prove that being a UNC student-athlete is the most important thing in your life. And by the way, you won't play in a game until the first semester is over in December. Old Roy might not like the fact that he just threw away the Louisville and Kentucky games, but what choice does he have after the non-statement he probably now regrets making? This is Art Chansky. See ya.
He waited all year for this, the kids to graduate, the weather to warm, all driving the impulse to escape for that well-deserved family vacation. How would you like to start that vacation with a wow and a brand new 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month? That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month. Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee that you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Lemoyne.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 3,800 CCR. Tax tag and $549 per year. Based on MSRP of $36,875 and selling price of $35,500. Financing with approved credit through BMW UFS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. No cost maintenance. Does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. All new BMWs come with no cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty. Performance BMW ChapelHill.com.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It is time now to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menu specials and hours at carolinainn.com. And, of course, there is Fridays on the Front Porch starting each Friday at 5 p.m. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy. Isolated thunderstorms possible, maybe showers, and probably if it rains, it'll happen this morning. High today in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 30%. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And if you're wondering about the weekend, we'll have a big chance of rain coming for the weekend. 40% chance of rain on Saturday, 40% chance on Saturday night. And on Sunday, we'll have a 50-50 chance of rain. So a couple of good days followed by some cloudy days for the weekend.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. House debate over whether government surveillance of Americans' phone calls and emails should continue. Intelligence Committee Chairman, Michigan Republican Mike Rogers, said it should.
Are we so small that we can only look at our Facebook likes today in this chamber, or are we going to stand up and find out how many lives we can save?
But Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner, who helped author the Patriot Act, opposed the surveillance as it's currently set up.
This goes far beyond that and what the NSA is doing. The time has come to stop it.
But when the full House voted, correspondent Tara Merginer says they failed to do that.
The amendment is not adopted.
By a 217 to 205 vote, the House rejected a defense bill amendment that would strip away some of the National Security Agency's ability to collect telephone data from hundreds of millions of Americans. The amendment supporters wanted the NSA to identify a specific target before collecting data.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
I'm Ron Stutz. The North Carolina Senate backed sweeping changes in the election process yesterday that will likely change the way we vote here in North Carolina. The bill proposes significant changes to the state's current election laws and also requires photo IDs at the polls, one form of identification that would not be accepted, student IDs. Some think this is targeting the college vote. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on this controversial story.
As a result of these proposed election law changes, protesters, including UNC students, have been rallying at the General Assembly. UNC student body president Christy Lambden says he is concerned about how these possible changes will affect his peers' access to the polls.
I'm disappointed to see the introduction of the voter ID bill, especially if student ID is not counting as a form of voter ID.
House Bill 589 was revamped by Senate Republicans Tuesday to include provisions that go beyond a voter ID requirement. The new version of the bill shortens the early voting period in general elections from 17 to 10 days, prohibits counties from extending early voting hours on Saturday before Election Day to accommodate crowds, and eliminates same-day voter registration during early voting, among other provisions. Backers of the bill say photo identification will cut down on voting fraud, whereas opponents of the bill say it is a strike against the more liberal groups like student voters.
And I think that it's putting a constraint on voting and making it harder for students to vote, as I think this will. I think it means that the student voice is not going to be heard as easily, and that is ultimately incredibly troubling for me as a student representative.
The election law changes normally would have been subject to authorization under the Voting Rights Act, but the Supreme Court's recent decision exempted North Carolina from federal review until a new process is created by Congress.
I think the state legislature needs to focus on maximizing student participation in the election process, and I think to do that they need to make sure that students can vote as easily as possible.
For more information on House Bill 589 and the other provisions it entails, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The final vote of concurrence is expected today in the Senate. If passed, it will then go back to the House for a final vote and finally head to the desk of Governor Pat McCrory. One local school teacher says your classrooms are filling up with students. State budget cuts are reducing teachers' assistance and still aren't giving raises.
You can imagine having 40 or 50 kids in a classroom, not having a teacher assistant, not having the personnel that we need.
Chuck Hennessy is the president of the Chapel Hill Cobra Association of Educators, and he's a teacher at Colbert Middle School. He says one of the immediate concerns for teachers is a combination of $120 million in cuts for teachers' assistance and raises in maximum class size. The proposed cuts are one of the main focuses of the next Moral Monday protest. Hennessy says he's also concerned by the money being put into vouchers for private and charter schools. He says that this will lead to taxpayer money going to fund all private education as it does for charter schools.
It's been hidden behind we're going to give these vouchers to lower income people. But what eventually results from that is that the lowest income people in the state end up paying the taxes to compensate and pay those vouchers for anybody.
Hennessy also says that vouchers require people to pay for the schooling first and then get the tax break later, so many lower income people won't be able to pay the upfront costs. Hennessy is especially critical of charter schools, which use public funds but are not regulated by the state's Department of Education. He says the necessary paperwork to maintain the school is minimal, and teachers don't need to be certified.
Based on the new charter school law, monies from the public school's football programs, their drama programs, their band programs can be shared now with the school, even lunch and transportation funds when the charter schools don't have to provide lunch or transportation.
Included along with cuts in the state budget is an end to tenure for K-12 public school teachers, which Hennessy says means the end of teachers being able to argue their case in the face of a firing.
Teachers don't have tenure. We can be fired for any number of 11 different things, least among them insubordination. What we do have is a right to due process.
Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools has a fund balance to make up for education cuts at the state level. Hennessy adds that this fund balance will only cover for this year, and the town will have a $2 million deficit next year. With growth in our community concerning some residents, two candidates for town council are making the issue a large part of their campaigns. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
Political campaign consultant and professor at UNC and NC State, Jonathan Reel, says this is an issue in the forefront of many residents' minds.
While there has been a good amount of planning that's gone into developing, for example, a 2020 plan, I'm certainly hearing that there's a lot of questions that remain from folks who've been here their entire lives about what the impact of this growth is going to be and how fast it's going to happen.
Community Design Commission and Central West Steering Committee member Amy Ryan says Chapel Hill has offered its citizens a lot over the years, and the challenge is to maintain that in the wake of population and development growth.
People expect a lot out of their town government here, so I think living up to that expectation is a challenge. We have fiscal challenges now. We've got state and federal funding cuts.
Real says these fears about growth are compounded by concerns that storms and dangerous weather appears to be more frequent around the country, and Chapel Hill is not exempt from that.
The pace of development around town continues at the path it's been going. We don't know what kind of effect that's going to have on things like these catastrophic environmental events, which are no longer what they used to call 100-year events.
While community members have been encouraged to get involved in Chapel Hill's development planning, Ryan says the town council needs to include residents in the discussion when the actual developments start.
I think it's really important that we keep extending that community process forward as we talk about these important issues.
Real has worked on federal-level political campaigns, but says he has never tried running for office himself.
Things seem to line up right, and decided to try and take some of the professional experience I've had working in politics and try and put that into practice right here in our home.
Ryan says her time on the different local boards, especially the steering committee, has given her long exposure to the same issues the town council would need to decide on in the future.
Having that background in design and development issues helps me really understand those issues and the history behind them, and help Chapel Hill to find a good way forward.
There are four seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council available, with only two incumbents running in this election. Election day is November 5th. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Who should enforce Orange County's new smoking ban? Police and health officials say it's up to you. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Orange County's new ordinance banning smoking in public places comes with a $25 fine for violators, but officials say it's more about empowerment than enforcement.
We are not going to take an active role in enforcing that. That would all be down to the Orange County Department of Health.
That's Sergeant Brian Walker, spokesman for the Chapel Hill Police Department. The smoking ban took full effect on July 1st, following a six-month educational campaign by the County Health Department. The ban covers all outdoor locations owned by the towns or county, including sidewalks, bus stops, and parks, as well as indoor locations that are open to the general public. Stacy Shelp, communications director with the Orange County Health Department, says the aim of the ban is to educate people about the dangers of secondhand smoke and to encourage smokers to quit. She says the ban should make it easier for people to ask others to put out their cigarettes.
That word of mouth, it's grassroots. It's empowering people to be able to say something, which is really what this rule really is about. It's letting people know it's okay to say, I'm sorry, I didn't know if you know, but smoking's not allowed here anymore.
We have much more on this story coming up in our next newscast on WCHL. Also, you can check it out on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 7:40, 20 minutes until 8 o'clock. Coming up, Brian Thornburg has today's commentary. He talks about Moral Monday and what you can do to support the effort, even if you can't or don't want to go to Raleigh. There are ways you can contribute. That is on the way next, and that'll be followed by what you're saying on the street. And all the usual this morning, traffic and weather together, the word of the day, clean joke of the day, and today's WCHL hometown hero is Brian Burnham. All of that straight ahead on WCHL. Right now, let's check in with Rand Northam, who has just walked into the studio to tell you all about what's happening at chapelboro.com.
Thank you very much, Ron. We've got a new columnist up on our website, chapelboro.com. Evan Degnan is a new columnist who will be covering local current event issues. He has a column up about McCrory's comments on abortion and the Moral Monday issue in Raleigh. That's in our lifestyle section. Hannah Hader has a fun restaurant review out on La Hacienda. She talks about Mexican restaurants in general around Chapel Hill, and while she didn't exactly love her whole meal at La Hacienda, she talks about what they do great and how you can still enjoy it. So that's also in our lifestyle section on our website, chapelboro.com. There's a photo gallery up on the coming out party for Orange County Politics. That was last Friday night, and our Orange Politics is the website and or the blog site, and they had all of the local municipal and school board officials invited out to that party last Friday, so you can see that scene around town gallery. And let's see, today is the last day for voting for the shortlist. The winners will be announced next week on the final Tuesday of the month, as always. The shortlist today, this month, is the best place to eat outside, so you can vote for that. Today is the last day. Get your votes in for the shortlist. These things and much more available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
You got to be awfully good to get on that shortlist, and to win it, you got to be really excellent. So
it's all the opinion of the people. So
yep.
You're right, exactly right.
I can't
There's
wait.
Some critical people here in Chapel Hill.
I can't wait to find out what the people have to say.
That's right.
Hey, listen, thanks a bunch. Talk to you in just a little while here.
You bet.
7:42 at WCHL. Our commentary on the way next.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carborough School Sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
Hi, this is Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. You're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I have so much admiration for our friends and neighbors who are participating in the Moral Monday gatherings in Raleigh. Many of our local religious leaders and elected officials have been in attendance. Our own mayor of Carborough was arrested while peacefully protesting. Almost 1,000 of your neighbors have been arrested to bring attention to this cause and to try to sway the legislature toward less extreme measures. And the cause has gotten attention all over our state, the country, and the rest of the planet. I haven't yet attended a Moral Monday gathering, as I have work and family obligations that are a priority for me, but I want to do something to show solidarity and encourage our neighbors. Do you feel the same way? That you like what Moral Monday stands for, but don't necessarily want to go to Raleigh to get arrested just to show your feelings? I'd like to encourage you to go and support your friends, but if you don't, there's lots of ways to help push this movement forward. Check to see if your local elected representatives support Moral Monday and what it represents. If they do, let them know in a short call or email. If not, ask them why not, and that you would prefer that they do. Politicians really pay attention when a constituent contacts them. You could also contact any of the organizations that are a part of the movement and let them know that you agree. You might even want to throw them a little donation to help keep them going. Even tiny amounts like $5 can help. First, the bottom line is we can all do something if we want Moral Mondays to succeed. If you're on social media, spread some good stories about the cause. Tell your neighbors on the street how you feel. You could even send a pizza to the gathering just to help keep them going. Be creative. It's worth it. This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Matt Oates. The Dean Dome certainly is one of Chapel Hill's most iconic venues, but Keenan Stadium has its own cozy, magical allure as well on game day. We hit the streets to find out which site people prefer.
Ray Moore, I'm from Mebane. I like Kenyon Stadium better. I enjoy the outdoor weather, the fall, the nice cool breezes, and the football in general.
I'm Deontay Neal, and I'm from Chapel Hill. I like the Dean Dome only because that I'm more of a UNC basketball fan than football, and also because they have more special cool events there, like Late Night with Roy and such, and plus there's a lot of hot girls that go to the basketball games more than football, so yeah.
Hi, I'm Jeanette, and I'm from Durham. I have to say the Dean Dome. I think just the energy and all the blue seats and just, it's just great.
From Chapel Hill, my name is Justin Bauer. The Dean Dome, no doubt about it.
I'm Don Ayler from Chapel Hill. I like them both, but I like the Keenan Stadium. I love the pageantry, I like the band, I like the football games, I like to see everyone.
Which do you think is a better venue, Keenan Stadium or the Dean Dome?
I'm Garrett Gilmore, I'm from Chapel Hill. Definitely the Dean Dome, because basketball is what it's about, and it's like a majestic building, and it's sacred to me.
I'm Laura Bailey, and I'm from Chapel Hill, the Dean Dome. It's inside, and it's cool.
Gary Marcinini here in Chapel Hill. I like the Dean Dome. It's just a great venue for sports. It's exciting, and there's nothing like it.
Ben Iden, Mebane, North Carolina, the Dean Dome. Been to more games there. Enjoyed it immensely.
Larry Van Alstyne from Mebane. The Dean Dome, you can't beat the excitement that you get from the basketball game. So.
Lisa, I'm from Chapel Hill. Keenan, because I love football.
My name is Robin Baker. I'm the executive director for the Arc of Orange County. Definitely the Dean Dome for basketball. I just have become partial to basketball. I like getting involved in the excitement that surrounds it, and that's the main reason.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Now at AT&T, come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Q10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible.
AT&T, the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer. Select locations in-store only. Subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plan and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit the store for offer details. Limited 4G LTE availability. Claim based on a comparison of U.S. national carriers' average 4G LTE download speed for Android and Windows smartphones and iPhone 5.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It, Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at moveitbefit.com.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. At Carolina Ophthalmology here in Chapel Hill, Dr. Jamie Bryan has been performing vision correction surgery, including LASIK and PRK, for 18 years. Dr. Bryan performed my vision correction surgery about a decade ago. It really changed my life. Dr. Bryan is certified by the American Board of Ophthalmology and is Chapel Hill's most experienced vision correction surgeon. At your free consultation, Dr. Bryan will answer your questions and evaluate whether vision correction procedures are right for you. Visit Carolina2020.com or call 919-945-EYES.
7:50, 10 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time for traffic, brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menu specials and hours at CarolinaInn.com. And, of course, there's Fridays on the Front Porch starting at 5 p.m. each Friday to end their week. Now, with traffic, here's Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly this morning. Good news, I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL, and as always, we ask that you do that safely.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. 73 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms possible. The chance of rain mainly this morning. High today in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 30%. Not so bad. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 65. And tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high of 85. A couple of pretty good days here. 7:51 at WCHL. Time for Wayne Pond, who joins us now with the word of the day. Good morning.
Boy, have I got a dandy for you this morning, pal.
Oh, I've been counting on it.
You're going to love it. Let's go back to I guess it would be the late 60s and the 70s. You remember when when the guys all wore those big, big, standout sort of sideburns?
Yeah, yeah.
Even I
remember seeing a picture of you with those, actually.
Yeah, that's scary stuff, isn't it? Well, that's where we're headed for the word of the day today, Rob. The word of the day is Dundreary's. ain't that a peach? D as in dog, D-U-N-D-R-E-A-R-I-E-S. Dundreary's, D-U-N-D-R-E-A-R-I-E-S. Dundreary's. This is a term to describe long, flowing sideburns. And, I'd love to see a picture of you back then, too. I bet that'd be fun to look at.
I never really had long sideburns, I don't think.
Yeah, well, there it is, Dundreary's. It turns out this is a word that comes from the name of an actor who wore big, hairy sideburns in a play. Long, long story short, the play was Our American Cousin, the play that President Lincoln was attending when he met his unfortunate end. And here's the guy who originated this term that we now use. You don't hear it very often, do you?
I don't think I've ever heard that word.
Well, you know, occasionally, now and again. So. All right, well, put that one in the book of life. Dundreary's, D-U-N-D-R-E-A-R-I-E-S, long, flowing sideburns. Ron Boy, stay hairy.
Oh, all of a sudden, I started hearing the cow sills in that song.
All right. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Thanks, buddy. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, sometime between 8 and 9, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. I swear, I've never heard that word before in my life. And if you can do all that, if you're the first to do so, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Coming up on 7:54, 6 minutes until 8 o'clock.
Time now for the clean joke of the day. And Lauren Stafford walking into the room.
Good morning.
Every time you walk into the room, it just improves it.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Improves the padded, very dark, no windowless room.
Exactly.
As much as it can be improved.
Exactly.
I try.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
I think I'm going to draw. I wish we could put up a picture of the outside world inside. Make us pretend we're outside.
That's the one thing I don't like about where I am sitting right now.
There's no window. You can't see outside.
I have to get up and go look out the window all the time.
Except Seriously. It also kind of feels like we're either an aquarium or a zoo, mm-hmm. because there's the one window that everybody in the building can walk by and stare and point.
I don't even mind that.
No, you don't mind?
No, I really don't.
Probably so used to it at this point.
I wish I had a window to the outside world on the other side.
Right, on the other side.
Yeah, but, you know, what the heck.
Window to your soul.
Exactly. what do you got for us today?
I have a joke from Mae McClendon.
Oh, great.
So hold on to your seats now.
Fantastic. Love it when Mae sends these in.
I do too. All right. A small boy is woken by a huge crash of thunder.
Mm-hmm.
He runs into his parents' room, where his father comforts him. Don't be afraid of the thunder, his father says. It's just a noise that God makes when someone tells a lie.
Oh.
The boy asks, but why is it thundering now? It's the middle of the night, and everyone's sleeping. The father replies, I know, son, but it's around this time that they start to print the newspapers.
That's pretty good.
Pretty accurate.
I like that, yeah.
Thanks, Mae.
Pretty cool dad to come up with an answer like that.
I'll say.
For the moment.
Especially
yeah.
middle of the night, being woken up.
Mae McClendon, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't like the joke, it's her fault.
That's right, blame
if
her.
If you do, she gets credit, too. All right. Hey, thanks much.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Brian Burnham is an assistant scoutmaster with Boy Scout Troop 845 and a three-time veteran of cross-country cycling, all benefiting the UNC Limeburger Cancer Center. He and a group of scouts are at it again.
Actually calling in from West Yellowstone National Park right now, or the town of West Yellowstone, just west of the park. We just finished riding across it yesterday and are starting 3 days off here to try to get some rest. We've been on the road here for, I think, about 45 days now, riding from Maryland to where we are, which is about 2,200 miles.
This summer, it's the Maryland to Oregon Lucky 13. Brian Burnham is today's WCHL hometown hero.
This is actually, I think, our fourth trip for Troop 845 going across the country. And so the guys are kind of used to every couple of years we do a cross-country bike trip. And we've been doing it for the Limeburger Cancer Center.
I know that you had a fundraising goal of $30,000. What's that money going to be used for?
Limeburger uses it for cancer research. Also, this year, for every $15,000 that we raise, they send one of their pediatric oncology patients to Victory Junction. So we wanted to raise $30,000 and send two kids to Victory Junction, which as of last week, we hit our $30,000 goal. I don't know if we'll make $45,000 in the next couple weeks, but we'll see.
Brian says he and the Lucky 13 crew are being well-received wherever they go.
People are taking this in a lot. We made a scouting magazine blog, and so along the way, people have either read about us or know that we're coming, and so they volunteer to either take us in or buy us dinner or things like that. So we've met a lot of people that way, stayed with people along the way, gotten showers, laundry, dinners, things like that. It's interesting to just meet different troops and different families across the country and kind of share stories and interact with them a little bit.
Wherever you are people.
Yes, indeed.
You want to contribute or just keep up with these guys?
Our website is lucky13quicktrip.com. If you're a Twitter follower, you can follow us at lucky13biketrip. We have kind of daily updates going out through Twitter, and you can also donate online. There's a donate now link right there, and so you can donate via credit card online or write a check to Limeburger that way. There's a live feed of how much we've raised on the website, and then there's photos from our trip.
There isn't a single rider on the Lucky 13 crew who hasn't had a family member or friend fight a battle with cancer, so it's a very serious effort, but all the guys are having a blast.
I just enjoy the trip. I enjoy the camaraderie of being out here. I mean, anywhere from 10 to 15 people each time. It's the way I get to know all the cyclists and everything out here. It's been great.
It's amazing. Congratulations to you, Brian Burnham, and also to Boy Scout Troop 845 and the Lucky 13. And Brian, continued safe travels.
All right, thank you very much.
Brian Burnham is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover weather presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms possible. Only a 30% chance of rain today, and if it does rain, it'll probably happen before lunchtime. Our high this afternoon in the low 80s. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with the lows in the middle 60s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low in the upper 60s. Big chance of rain coming for the weekend, but for the most part, really good weather the next couple of days.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.